Let's talk about goal setting, and specifically why reasonable goals always fail. When you set goals that feel reasonable, achievable, attainable, you're actually always gonna fail. I want to explain why and what the better way, the more expansive way, the more success-focused, success-creating way is. So goal setting applies in lots of areas of your life, so you're going to want to pay really close attention to this one. Stay tuned. Welcome to the People Stack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical leader. I'm Jen Funk. I am a career coach and co-CEO of the People Stack, along with my husband, Rob Allen. If you'd like to find out more about what we do here at the People Stack, please check out our free training at training.thepeoplestack.com. You're going to learn the four strategic and mindset shifts that our clients have used to command 300, 400, 500K plus salaries as tech leaders while living lives of abundance, freedom, and joy. And now, without further ado, please enjoy today's episode. Be reasonable. Just be reasonable, please. How many times has someone said that to you, or maybe you've said that to yourself? I need to be reasonable. I need to set SMART goals. And the R in SMART is actually relevant, and I agree with that. I agree that our goals should be relevant to us. What I'm actually talking about here, if you follow the SMART goal process, and you're wondering why it doesn't seem to work so well, is the A in the SMART goals, right? So S is specific, M is measurable, the R is relevant, and the T is time-based. What is the A? Depending on what version of it, it's usually something like achievable, attainable. Make sure, in other words, make sure you're being reasonable. Set a reasonable goal. Is this goal actually attainable, achievable? And I'm here to tell you that this is a recipe for failure every single time. And this is for many, many, many reasons. What happens when you set a reasonable goal? A goal that feels you think you can attain. Seriously, answer that question for yourself. What has happened in the past when you've set a reasonable goal where you said, yeah, I can attain that. That's achievable. What's happened? Most likely, you hit it. You reach that goal. And then you felt like something was missing. Like, what's next? Like, that sort of, all right, I hit this goal, but shouldn't it feel better? Like, I set this goal for myself, and I hit it, and I crossed it off my to-do list. Why don't I feel amazing? Why don't I feel spectacular? Why don't I feel connected to what I'm truly capable of? It's because when you set a goal that feels reasonable to your brain, feels, yes, I think I can attain that. I can achieve that. You're lowering the bar for what is actually possible. Because what our brain thinks, what our nervous system thinks, feels, is achievable, attainable, reasonable, is such a small piece of what is actually possible. Because think about it. I'm encouraging you. Our intellect is very, very powerful, and there are times when it is absolutely the correct path to use our intellect. So I want you to use your intellect right now. Use that big, powerful brain of yours. What is the purpose of our nervous system, including our brain, of our neurobiology? What is the purpose of it? It's to keep us safe. It is to warn us and to give us signals when something might not be safe. So that's why you get butterflies in your stomach before public speaking. It's why your hands might start sweating a little bit before a big negotiation. It's why your heart might start beating a little bit faster when you are about to ask for a raise or a promotion, or when you're going on a job interview for your hell-yes job that you're really excited about. It's our nervous system responding. And what's the chatter in your brain? What is monkey mind saying? Holy shit, I don't know if I can do this. Oh my God, this is so scary. Because the purpose of our nervous system, our brain, our neurobiology, which is connected to every part of our body, which is why you feel those things, the heart racing, the palms sweating, maybe the rapid breathing. You feel that because it's simply your nervous system saying, ooh, pay attention here. This might not be safe. It doesn't mean it's not safe. It means that I want you to pay attention to this and then turn on your prefrontal cortex, turn on your intuition, turn on who you really are to decide whether or not this is actually safe. So when we set a goal that feels reasonable, we're lowering the bar for ourselves. Here's another way to think of it. Our nervous system is like, our nervous system is like it's a limiter. It's like a speed limiter. It cuts off from what we're actually capable of. You know how in some cars, like technically, it could go 220 miles an hour, but they put a limiter on it. We only want you going 180 or 150, even though it's technically capable. And like there's people who hack it to take off the limiter so they could actually go 220 on the Autobahn or wherever they want to go and race their race cars. So our nervous system does that. And it's like, let's be thankful for it. Let's be grateful for it because we actually do want to know, we want those indicators of when something might actually be dangerous, maybe for our body, right? You know, oh, I'm in pain. Maybe I do something about that, right? But I get to make that decision. My nervous system doesn't get to make that decision. I do. My consciousness does. And the full power of who I am gets to decide, do I move forward and go make a doctor's appointment, call 911 or whatever it is if I'm feeling pain, or do I just know that it's cramps, you know? But until you really, and we can expand that bubble, like if you can think of the nervous system as like a bubble that's limiting possibility, we can absolutely expand that bubble, but it takes intentional work, and most people are not doing this. So that's why I'm saying that for most of you, if you're setting reasonable goals, what feels reasonable, achievable, attainable, you are limiting what you're capable of. And so what do we want to do instead? We don't want to set reasonable goals, attainable, achievable goals. We want to set ridiculous goals. Goals that feel ludicrous. Goals that feel crazy even, but you want them. Not crazy in the, oh no, I wouldn't do that. I actually don't want that. That's crazy. That's ridiculous. No. Like the, ooh, wow, that's my kind of crazy. More than one friend of mine, it's like, has described us as like, yeah, you're our kind of crazy, right? Like, often we describe our friends that way. Like, yep, we're crazy together. We're ridiculous together. We're unreasonable together. We want to set unreasonable goals, goals that actually we don't think are attainable, that we don't think are possible, but know that we want it. From our place of power, from our place of consciousness, from the seat of that is who we are, we know we want it and we know it's possible. And so that's why when you set reasonable goals, you always fail. Because even if you hit that goal, so much more is possible. So why are you limiting yourself? If you don't hit it, then that may also send you down a negative spiral of, I can't even hit. I set a goal for myself that I thought was reasonable and attainable, and I can't even hit that. I'm such a failure. But here's the interesting thing that happens when you set goals that feel unreasonable. Or I should say more correctly, that you think are unreasonable, but that feel amazing and exciting and perhaps a little scary. I'm telling you to set scary goals is essentially what I'm saying. If the goals that you're setting don't feel a little bit scary, that's why you're not hitting them. Because here's the interesting thing that happens. When we set a goal that we think is crazy, unreasonable, unattainable, but we want it, in our heart of hearts, we want that thing, whatever it is. What happens is there's a natural moving toward of that goal. And it's like, wow, yeah, I want this. And this is really big. And this is big enough that if and when I get it, wow, this is going to be amazing. And if you do hit it, it's like, wow, this is great. If you don't hit it, it's like, okay, cool. Let's keep at it, right? You're not like beating yourself up for not hitting this ridiculous goal because it was ridiculous, but you still want to keep moving towards it. So there's a lot of nuance here as I'm describing this. I can actually hear through my intuition, I can hear the questions coming in, you know, but what about if it does feel scary and I don't know, and you know, maybe I actually won't believe that it's possible. I actually don't believe it's possible. Can I actually even do it? And how do I even get to a place where I can set unreasonable goals? How do I know I can, what's unreasonable for me? And then there's the whole, well, what if I get it and then I reject it because I don't think that it's actually possible? And you know, what do you mean? Like, my palms are sweating so much. Doesn't that mean that I shouldn't be doing this? Like, I hear the collective questions because these are questions that our clients ask us, our badass technical leader clients who are on the path toward their dream career, and a lot of them have achieved it, and now they're saying, what's next? We hear these questions all the time. So what I'm giving you here, like in all of these podcasts, is like a basics, is a fundamental shift and yet a basic shift. And then it's up to you to decide how to start applying the nuance and applying it in your life and applying it to your situation, your career, your work situation, your relationships, your dream. So the big shift here is stop setting reasonable, attainable, achievable goals. Start setting goals that feel, that you think are unreasonable. Start setting goals that you think are ludicrous. Start setting goals that you think are unattainable. Start setting goals that you think are not achievable, and you want them. There is a desire, a burning desire for it. That's a goal that's big and juicy enough to get after it. People often talk about motivation, like, oh, I'm not really motivated. Let me give you an example here. And they're like, oh, that's, you know, how do I find the motivation to achieve this goal? The reason you haven't found the motivation It's there. You just haven't tapped into it. The reason you haven't tapped into the motivation, that energy, that spark, that pull, oh my gosh, what I'm seeking is seeking me. The reason you haven't is because your goal's not big and bold and juicy and ridiculous enough. Here's an example. So let's say that one of your goals is to earn more money as a technical leader, and all of the beautiful pieces that come along with it, right? But let's focus on the specific here. As I always say to my clients, specific transformation happens in the specific, not the general. And I do agree that there are times when setting specific goals is really helpful. Actually, though, there's times when setting general goals is helpful too, and that's a whole other topic. But anyway, let's use this example so that you can even more like catch what I'm pitching here. It's like, it's a really fast pitch. I get it. It's like, it's really, and it's nuanced and it's a curveball. So I really want you to be able to wrap your mind around this to understand it so that you can know it for yourself. That's my invitation for you. So here's a specific example. I want to earn more money in my career. I've been working year after year after year as a technical manager, technical leader, and I've been earning around $150,000 a year. And at first it was great, but now it just doesn't feel like enough anymore. You know, we had kids and the expenses are more, and I want to buy a bigger house, so I want to be able to afford a bigger mortgage. And I'm hearing my friends who are actually in similar kinds of positions that I am, in a similar area, similar kinds of companies, earning $200,000 or more. So, yeah, I know I'm worth, part of me knows I'm worth more than $150,000, and I want to earn more. I want to earn more. So if you were to follow the be reasonable, set an achievable, attainable goal for that, what's likely going to happen is you're going to say, well, what's attainable? What's reasonable here? You know, I've been at 150 for lots of years. I'm not actually sure what's possible, and there's lots that's out of my control here. So I'm going to be reasonable. I'm going to set something that's achievable so that I can earn 175 a year. That's my attainable, reasonable, achievable goal. I want to earn 175K a year by next year. I'm lifting up an eyebrow for those of you listening. Just one eyebrow. That's sort of like, really? So is 175K really juicy? I'm pulling out my calculator for a second because clearly, let's do the math here. We're talking about 25K more per year before taxes even. So 25,000 more per year, 25,000 divided by 12, because that would be monthly. That's another 2,000 before taxes. So then we're talking about maybe another, you know, depending on your tax bracket, you know, so let's see, 15% of 2,000 is 300. So we're talking about, and then other kinds of like fees, maybe $1,500 more per month. Now, I don't want to sound ungrateful. That's a good chunk of change. An extra 1,500 to 2 grand, you know, depending, every month, it's a good chunk of change. It's like, thank you. But then it's like, well, what is that going to do? What can I do with an extra $2,000 a month? Well, I can afford an extra $2,000 in mortgage, which means I can afford a house that is, you know, this much bigger, this much more, or I could use it to put to pay down debt. You know, I can pay down my debt that much faster, or I can use it to pay for private school for my kids, or to save for college, or I could put it into a vacation fund, so that, you know, we can take even more ridiculous vacations, right? So it's like you can start to feeling that, but it's like, it's kind of like there's a meh kind of feeling to an extra $2,000, $1,500 to $2,000 a month. It's like, I worked my ass off for that. And a lot of you may have felt that too. yay, I got a 20% raise. And that 20% raise ended up being, it felt like meh. That's not going to get the juices flowing as much as, say, 300 a year. So that's, instead of going, so we're talking about 150 to 175. You actually may hit that, but then if you do, you fail. In other words, I'm not here to judge. I'm having fun with this, right? It's like, yeah, because it's like an extra $1,500 a month. Does that really feel like winning? Does that really feel what you're capable of? If you were to tap into the truest version of who you are, the highest version of who you are, $1,500 a month? Mm-hmm. No. No. N-O. It's like, that's not enough. From a place of, I know I'm capable of more. Now let's say, what if I doubled my salary? Ooh. Huh. Wow. You know? Like, I don't know anyone else that earns that much. I know I'm capable of it, though. At least I think I am. Do other people earn that? Yes, they do. By the way, I'm here to give you that certainty. Yes, absolutely. It is possible for each and every one of you as a technical leader to earn $300K or more. 100%. We've had clients who have done that, friends who in the tech world who have done it. Absolutely. That's possible. And it feels a little unreasonable to some of you, doesn't it? So, like, regardless of where you're at right now, like, don't just add 15 to 20% to your salary, double it. Like, if you're already earning 300K a year, double it to 600. And then, like, feel into that. But let's use the example, let's do the math. Again, use our problem solving, our powerful brains here. And let's get logical about the unreasonable. Let's get logical about this unreasonable goal. Okay, 150K more a year divided by 12. That's an extra 12 grand per month. Now, of course, it might be a slightly higher tax bracket that you'd be in, right? So 12.5, let's say times 20, even times 25% is 3,000. So 12,500 minus, what did I say, even minus 4,000, that's still another 12 grand a month. 12 grand a month, does that get the juices flowing? What can I do with an extra 12 grand a month? Yeah, I could buy my parents a house. I can take the whole family on a vacation multiple times. Pay down my debt, yeah, in a handful of months, and then what? Save for my kids' college? Yeah, that'll just take, you know, a little bit. And then what? So it's like, that's what'll get you out of bed an extra 10 to 12 grand a month. That's what'll keep you going. And are you gonna cry if you end up with only an extra 8 grand a month? No, you're not. Right? Versus the other way. Okay, I can get an extra $1,500 to $2,000 a month. Are you going to cry if you get an extra $500 a month or $750 a month? You actually might, because that feels like pennies. $500 a month? Yeah. Well, that doesn't get me out of bed in the morning. That doesn't make me want to do the often uncomfortable yet still fun actions to move towards something. So set bigger goals. Big, bold, audacious, scary. And create the environment to attract that, because that is your birthright. Doubling your salary, tripling your salary, that's your birthright. Abundance, ridiculous, ludicrous prosperity is your birthright. That is the law of the universe. That is the path to least resistance. That's actually what's easier. Why is it so hard to meet your goals? Because your goals aren't big enough. The path to least resistance is what goes along with the laws of the universe, which is the laws of nature. Just look at nature. If you don't believe me and you want proof of this, I'm not here to try to convince you of anything. So if you don't want to believe this, that's certainly up to you. But if you want to believe this and you want to look for evidence of it, just look at nature and all of the abundance, all the prosperity, all of the, oh, wow, amazing things that happen every single day in nature. Abundance, joy, prosperity. This is your birthright. That's the path to least resistance. So if you want to reach your goals, finally, and feel great about it, make sure your goals feel ludicrous, unreasonable, unattainable, unachievable. That's how you know you're on the path to least resistance. So like I said, this is a huge topic, goal setting. Is it even right to set a goal? Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's not right to set a goal because you don't have enough clarity. And like I said, should I set specific goals? Sometimes, but sometimes it's actually better to go more general. Same thing with the M. Let's go through the SMART. Measurable goals. Should I set measurable goals? Sometimes, yes, it's helpful. Not all the time. Because sometimes we just get so caught up in keeping score that we're focusing on not achieving the goal versus achieving it. Sometimes you don't measure, because that's actually what gets you closer to actually reaching it, is stop measuring it and just do it. We talked about the achievable, attainable, and that's the one where I'm like, no, scratch that, reverse it. Relevant, what does relevant mean? Relevant to you. Yeah, I agree with that one. As long as it means relevant to you, relevant in the terms of it's something that feels 100% in alignment with who I truly am. But a relevant is one that we can turn on its head too and get too logical about. Doubling my salary, that doesn't feel very relevant right now. The economy is really bad. I don't think I want to double my salary. That doesn't feel relevant in this context, right? So don't get all logical on it, right? But relevant in the sense of aligned with what you're truly capable of. And time-based, again, that's another way of saying specific. Yes, sometimes time-based goals are great. Sometimes they're not. It's like stop bossing the universe around and telling the universe and the forces that are at play here that you have to get this thing, this job, this raise, this success in this particular time frame. And by doing that, you're cutting yourself off from possibilities. That it actually might happen faster is what I'm saying too. Oh yeah, maybe I can get a 20% raise in a year. And so you set that goal, and you become so hell-bent on getting a 20% raise in 1 year that you're cutting yourself off from getting a 100% raise in 3 months because you're not vibing over here in the realm of the ridiculous, the audacious, the ludicrous. I'm going to double my salary in 3 months. You're not vibing over there. You're vibing in the, let's be reasonable, let's be logical, and let me go, and I'm just going to get a 20% raise in a year. And guess what? The worst part about that, the sad part about that, is you will probably hit it. So there's so much nuance here, and there's so many areas of life. Yes, your career. Yes, work. But also your relationships, your physical and mental well-being and health and vitality. So many different areas where goal setting applies. And this is exactly one of the topics that we dive deep with our clients on a weekly basis, over and over and over and over again. Like, what are the best goals for you? Should you even be setting goals yet? Do you even know what you want with regards to your career, with regards to the kind of work? And who are you? Like, I'm not saying who are you to get this. Of course you deserve this. You're all badass. You all deserve it. What I'm saying is, who are you? What is your personality? What is your perfect goal-setting formula? How can you apply what it is that I'm talking about to create beliefs that then create sustainable actions and sustainable results for you? There's a lot of nuance here. And if you're looking for guidance, to custom tailor this, to have an expert to guide you so that you can custom tailor this and you don't have to do it on your own, then that's what we're here for. If you want someone to remind you to stop being so reasonable, let's start there. But then more than that, okay, how do I set unreasonable goals? What does an unreasonable goal look like for me? And then, holy shit, I'm gonna do this. Ah, what actions do I take? I'm feeling nervous. How do I work through this? And how do I make this the new normal without suffering, without sacrifice, without struggling? All of those are optional when you work with us. So if that's the guidance that you're looking for in your career, in your life, if you want to be ready to set those unreasonable, ludicrous goals and hit them over and over and over again in your career and the rest of your life, book a call with us. ThePeopleStack.com/book. It's going to bring you to our calendar page. Pick your time zone. Choose a time to talk with my team, and you're going to have an eye-opening, heart-opening, soul-opening, soul-expanding conversation, as long as you show up coachable. As long as you show up ready to answer their questions, it's going to be the most valuable conversation that you ever had in your career. And if we believe that it's going to be a 100% fit to work together, and you want our help, you want our guidance to get to the next level, to build your dream career, to build your dream life, then we'll talk about what that would look like. People often ask how we make money. That's what we do. There's absolutely an investment to work with us. We own our work. We own our work. We own our worth, and so should you. But this initial call is free. It's a free career clarity session because we want to help you get the clarity on what exactly it is for you that's next so that you can move toward not just believing that the ludicrous is possible in your career, but achieving it and like experiencing it in real time. The money actually in your bank account. The pats actually on your back. The impact actually there in the form of your team celebrating, your boss telling you how great of a job you're doing and he wants to give you a promotion. Again, if that's what you want, thepeoplestack.com/book/BOOK. That is the way to talk to us for a free career clarity session. When you set reasonable goals, you're always going to fail because even if you hit them, what you're hitting is something way beneath what you're truly capable of. Tune into what you are truly capable of. And it's going to surprise you. It's going to delight you. It might scare you a little bit, but in a wonderful butterflies in the stomach, holy shit, I realize who I really am kind of way. That's what we want for you. Aloha, my friends. Much love. Until next time. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech leader at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our badass clients, our loyal listeners, every one of you who we've worked with. And I have to give a special shout out to my husband, Rob Allen. He's my co-CEO, the love of my life, PeopleStack Client Zero. And it is such a fun ride, finding new, ridiculously unreasonable levels of prosperity, joy, and fun with him every single day. And a quick thank you to Ketza for creating the catchy, inspiring theme music that we get to use in our podcast. We love each and every one of you. Big, big hugs, aloha, and mahalo.